Sounds like a good idea to me, I agreed as I headed up the stairs. Night, honey, he called after me. No doubt he would be listening carefully all evening, waiting for me to try to sneak out. See you in the morning, Dad. See you creeping into my room tonight at midnight to check on me. I worked to make my tread sound slow and tired as I walked up the stairs to my room. I shut the door loud enough for him to hear, and then sprinted on my tiptoes to the window. I threw it open and leaned out into the night. My eyes scanned the darkness, the impenetrable shadows of the trees. Edward? I whispered, feeling completely idiotic. The quiet, laughing response came from behind me. Yes? I whirled, one hand flying to my throat in surprise. He lay, smiling hugely across my bed, his hands behind his head, his feet dangling off the end, the picture of ease. Oh, I breathed, sinking unsteadily to the floor. I'm sorry. He pressed his lips together, trying to hide his amusement. Just give me a minute to restart my heart. He sat up slowly so as not to startle me again. Then he leaned forward and reached out with his long arms to pick me up, gripping the tops of my arms like I was a toddler. He sat me on the bed beside him. Why don't you sit with me? He suggested, putting a cold hand on mine. How's the heart? You tell me. I'm sure you hear it better than I do. I felt his quiet laughter shake the bed. We sat there for a moment in silence, both listening to my heart beat slow. I thought about having Edward in my room with my father in the house. Can I have a minute to be human? I asked. Certainly. He gestured with one hand that I should proceed. Stay, I said, trying to look severe. Yes, ma'am, and he made a show of becoming a statue on the edge of my bed. I hopped up, grabbing my pajamas from off the floor, my bag of toiletries off the desk. I left the light off and slipped out, closing the door.